Is that a common pattern, or is,
well, I mean,
is that...
what you're describing is really one of the first things that top management team need to do when they set up a governance system. It is to assess where they have put their efforts in the past in terms of innovation, in terms of types of innovation. And, you know, as you know, many companies have been focusing mostly on products, technologies, and processes. And you're absolutely right to say that there's more is needed in business models, for example, in services, in marketing, in you know, channel, et cetera, et cetera. But it's very interesting what you said, because the story of Nokia, which is sad, it's very sad for the Finns. And I happened, as you know, when we were at IMD, we had a lot of Nokia people in our classes. And Nokia has been missing not just certain technologies, but they've been missing the consumer experience that Apple tried to trigger with the iPhone. In other words, they were believing that the business segment, which required very sophisticated software, was more demanding and therefore would be special compared to the fun segment, which, you know, iPhone was attacking with the iPhone. And so it was very similar to the examples you give. In other words, too narrow a view, not understanding the merging of these two business segments and consumer segments into smartphones, you know, universal smartphones. So this breadth of look is very, very important. And as part of the the model that in my research, the model that comes first is not the chief innovation officer. That is an interesting model, but it's not the most frequent problem. The most frequently found is really a subset of the top management team. Call it a sort of a steering committee or a high-level steering committee for innovation. This comes number one in terms of frequency. The chief innovation officer is an interesting model, but very often when it's called chief innovation officer, it means very high-level, usually. It means executive committee level. And that probably has a much better chance of succeeding than the next level, which is innovation managers. You see a lot of people there. Maybe they carry the title VP Innovation, but actually they are just innovation managers without much resources and not a lot of power over the business groups or the business functions. So I would agree it's a very, very difficult job. In our classes at IMD, I've had a lot of innovation managers that were very, very unhappy. A few chief innovation officers, at least a few that I've met who have succeeded, really reported to the CEO with a strong tie to the CEO and a very, very powerful base, if you wish, in terms of authority.
And our previous guest, Nancy Tennant from Whirlpool, we didn't mention this to our listeners, but she also reported to the CEO. You're listening to Jean-Philippe Deschamps. He's the author of Innovation Governance, How Top Management Organizes and Mobilizes for Innovation.